Now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just dip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensation they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words of fashion, of beauty, and generosity filling your mind. You could feel a deep longing for admiration, an unspeakable charm in all you say and do, and a certain artistic taste in fabrics. You feel an electric attraction to gems, their beauty filling you with inspiration. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Just slight changes at first, but then quite a bit more intensely until you reach your goal, a bright checkered finish line. A fabulous pony always reaches her goals, first at the finish line, right? You can hear the music from the piano in the background, a jovial, upbeat tune. You see the actors practicing before opening night in the costumes of your creation. However, you feel as if something is missing, that something isn't quite right. That night, at your sewing machine, you tried every trick you could think of. To your disappointment, nothing was working. You began to doubt your skills as a fashion designer and seamstress. But then, you were suddenly startled. Your horn took on a life of its own, as it guided you to some unknown destination. You were led to a rock. Your frustrations mount once again. But before you can get too angry, you hear an explosion and see a bright rainbow streak across the sky. The rock you had been led to cracked open to reveal dazzling, sparkling gems. As you look down at them, you feel something welling up in you. Your blue eyes sparkle and tear up slightly. The bright gleam of those gems gave you the inspiration and materials you needed to finish your masterpieces. Seeing the performers of the play in their dazzling, gem-encrusted costumes touched you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Silent grace are what you need. You truly are spectacular. All you can think of is finding a way to help others and share whatever you can. Be it the mending of a dress or a shoulder to cry on. Seeing anyone in need leaves you dejected. Helping people is what you were just meant to do. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice, warm, tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upwards slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out, your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to thread together, their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering, as they become your nimble changes relentlessly progress. so easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms do undergo similar unstoppable action. You're doing fabulously now. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of philanthropy, of generosity, of resourcefulness and style. You realize how fashionable you really are. Everyone wants to wear your designs. Second to none, brimming with poise. Nothing ever seems to bother you, except those in need, a bad hair day, or a fashion crisis. You tend to be perfectly composed, unless your sense of style has been infringed. You have even helped total strangers, even if it was difficult. Somehow, you always know exactly what they need. You like to feel validated, to always be the best dressed, the most civilized, even to the point of hysterics. Tripping a perfect hoovicure can absolutely ruin your day. The worst possible thing. You like to always be pampered, being relaxed and enjoying yourself. However, others come first. It's a ladylike thing to do, after all. Nothing else matters, except the companionship of your friends whom you would do anything for. It's like drugs to you. Your smile is always graceful. The love between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You would do anything for them. Seeing struggling or pain, however brief, leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart. To truly be like and be a pony. Caring and kind, formal and proper. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you. As simple as breathing in and out. Generous, fashionable, and resourceful. These might be strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness. So jovial, light, and fluffy. An understanding that somewhere in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes. And this will become more and more apparent as time goes on. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Something as sure and real as gravity. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, even if you felt embarrassed at first. Now you're sure of yourself. You got this fabulous pony. Different from usual daily life, but welcome all the same. Because who wouldn't want to be a cute pastel pony, to have some magic and happiness in their day? I know I would, and that's a fact. Every pony deserves to feel good. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, taken on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, soft, silken hair bursts forth gracefully from it, like a flower in first bloom. You feel a slight shimmer, a shiver down your entire spine, as a regal violet color extends from its base to the tip of your newly formed tail as it curls, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You know what to do without it. Although it takes little effort to hold your tear up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. What a joy to brush! You have to be stunning. After all, a mare such as myself must look good. You can't help but enjoy the sensations. Can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes a more prim, proper, and precise feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders, curling ever so slightly at its end. A lovely, flowing, perfectly brushed purple mane for you to wear with pride. On the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. The world fills you with a twinge of excitement, and the bump continues to grow until it is eventually a spiraled unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized, just as you've always wanted. The horn, growing steadily from your head, a beautiful, well-sharpened unicorn horn extending to its tip. I wonder if you could feel a tingling from your new horn, feel its power such deep in your mind, coming to you quite effortlessly. As the change comes to pass over your head, your horn awakens. Your ears become shapeable. They have suddenly been transformed into luxurious fabrics that you are used to working with. A pair of phantom scissors, levitated as if by unicorn magic, appear, painlessly cutting them away from the sides of your head. They are unneeded riffraff. A new, soft white fabric floats by. A wonderful, fabulous, snowy white. There, that's the ticket. Those phantom scissors make quick work of that beautiful, regal fabric, shaping them into your new pony ears. A needle and some thread pass along to sew your new, more fashionable ears on, atop your head. You are a master, the best in all of Equestria. They do so seamlessly before returning to living, feeding pony flesh. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft, plush, white fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outwards into your new muscle. Your face extending out so naturally, forming that lovely face. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently. Your iris changing color to a lovely blue tint. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bend them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A beautiful pony head, or a beautiful pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form. already your mind with such thoughts filling it. Trendy thoughts, smashing and swift buys. Daydreaming, shopping, relaxing it. So natural that you know this to be true because you are the smart bunny. So relaxed. You feel happy, admiring your fabulous new body, enjoying its beauty and grace. You can feel your new body, see your new body, imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swooshing tail and pointed ears. The beautiful horn and generous, artistic and fashionable feelings. The curved muzzle and smooth fur. All used to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a fabulous pony. And whenever you say, I'm a fabulous pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the fabulous little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you have made are always here. They are now part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the fabulous little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the fabulous little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a fabulous pony, it will feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each chirp into the body and mind of this beautiful pony.